Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I've been going through some things, and they tell me keep my head up. But this rain keep pouring down, and plus it's hard to keep my bread up. I promise I'm so fed up, this life is so unkind. Cause I see way more bad than good, sometimes I wish I was just blind. But then at times I feel I am, cause I can't seem to find my mind. Probably lost in all this trouble that surrounds me all the time. I got problems, I can't solve them, I got issues, I can't deal with. All this drinking, all this weed, and all these pills, they still won't fix them. I should drop right off this bridge, or either fly right off this building. But knowing how my luck is, I survive to live this misery. These odds always against me, my heart is feeling empty. Please, Lord, answer this question if you hear me. Feel me, hear me, feel me. Why everything's so fucked up? I keep catching this tough luck. I drop down to my knees, look to the Lord and ask him what's up. I swear I'm on the edge. Yeah, I swear I'm on the edge. Yeah. If nothing else comes my way, these troubles always find me. I may as well just stand right in the middle of a highway. I swear I'm on the edge. I swear I'm on the edge. With no one left to talk to, cause everyone I thought who would be there for me turned their backs and ended up disloyal. My girl don't understand me, I can't go to my family without them trying to judge and make me feel like I'm a failure. I made some bad decisions, what human beings didn't. I try to stay prayed up because the devil be so busy. Sometimes I get caught slipping, ask God for his forgiveness. I'm breathing but ain't living, if he did or if he didn't. I'll never know. Assuming if he did, he would let it show. Open up the door, or maybe hit the door. Cause I can't tell for sure. Before I put this pistol to my head and let it blow, just let me know. No, no, no. Why everything's so fucked up? I keep catching this tough luck. I drop down to my knees, look to the Lord and ask him what's up. I swear I'm on the edge. I swear I'm on the edge. If nothing else comes my way, these troubles always find me. I may as well just stand right in the middle of a highway. I swear I'm on the edge. I swear I'm on the edge.
It's tonight, my birthday, Tommy Montana birthday, Big Boo. Big Boo celebrating his birthday.
Happy birthday, nigga.
DJ Money, he down there, he's celebrating his birthday. First fam coming, man, like 2,000 strong, you know what I'm saying? And our homie Tony Trump coming through.
Yeah, we in the middle of the chill spot, one's up. Stick your motherfucking rank, seven's down. We about to go that round with
Rod and
tear this bitch down, you feel me? I'm trying to tell you,
DKG Yankee.
cigarettes.
It's really
loud
about to be
pack.
Crazy, y'all.
It's about to go the fuck down. You about to see all the cars pull off. There's going to be more cars meeting us there.
It's
not
really
again.
About to get crazy.
Like
I'm
a car show out there, bitch. You already roll what it is. Ones up, something
nice. You already.
When the ones go up, you know what's going down. If you think it's in a game, we're going to show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up, the ones up. What you niggas gon' do? Hate on me, I shoot at you. I guess that's just what shooters do. I exercise my right to see that 45 don't hold a gun. Whip or whip out my gun, I ain't scared and I'll never run. Bitches everywhere I go. Ask your bitch, yeah, she know I'm certified. Don't doubt me, boy, I represent that 410. Pass go, collect all my dough. I swear I love to get it. Might not be the realest nigga that you know. At least I'm real though. Them hoppers got them choppers. That's half of your height off. I throw them bullets sideways, using my sidearm. Count money, y'all taking out. We real shit, y'all fake as hell. I caught a charge, you testify. I beat the game, you run high.
Shout out First Fam, shout out Block Hub, shout out Feature Rank, shout out Ones Up, shout out Visions.
First Fam, mister, I'm so far to go
all day.
Shout out to that man on the mission coming real.
Oh, Ben's got history already, man. Shit, they used to rock on the stage down 5 G's like we used to rock 30, 40, 50.
First Fam, what it is.
We gon' show you we ain't playing. When the one
go up, motherfucker. Which you ain't heard, my block popping, plus the whip like the Grim Reaper when I swerve. Shooting crafts with a side bat in the back of the project. Carry the weight on my shoulder, got Trey Pound by my bicep. Work the car with one hand, let me show you how I get. Boss made, nigga, ain't no cross made, nigga. La Costa and Polo shit like I ball played, nigga. With these bitches getting chopped up bad. No blender, smoking while we fucking. Yeah, she my spender. Four piece and some fries. My chicken tenders, I be ducked off, money tucked dog. With the loud boys like fuck y'all. This First Fam, state your rank early
when
in your front yard.
You know what's going down. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up.
Back in this bitch, back on my shit. Full fifth extended clip, all in your shit. Niggas, they keep talking split when all of them bitch. Claiming they bang they gun shit when all of them miss. I'm keeping it raw, I'm packing the four. Keep running your dick, suckers, I'm clapping at y'all. I bully the block, plus the fulliest cop. Headshots to any nigga that fuck with the cops. 10 years with the feds, yeah, I did it and fled. First Fam back in this bitch, so it's off with your head. Hugger gave me the order, so I came to disorder. Just a sample of kill yourself, and it's
when
coming next quarter.
Go up, you know what's going down. If you think it's in a game, we're gonna show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. If you think it's in a game, we're gonna show you we ain't playing. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up,
they know me and they know it. Time to time, I show it. I be riding around in that white thing with that loud shit in this poking. So many doors I'm trying to open. That's the reason why I'm so focused. I'm talking money, you ain't talking money. That's the reason why we ain't noticed. I hit the stage, I turn it down. Hit the booth and I burn it up. Loud boys, we on deck. They know it's us cause we turned up. Them tweets cracking and popping. Them things copping and bopping. Got them holes locking and dropping. They boys been over there watching. I'm at the bar. I'm chillin', damn homie, you grillin'. Man, probably just cut it off and we throw money, keep spinning. My niggas here, we grinning. Nothing all white linen. First Fam, my ones up, ain't no doubt
when
we winning.
When the ones go up, you know what's going down.
We gonna show you we ain't playing.
When the ones go up, you know what's going down. We gon' show
you ain't playing when no one knows.
Y'all motherfuckers can't stay dabbing. So many sacks, gotta wait dabbing. Hustle old bitch, gotta wait problem. I'm getting to the money, gotta wait mama. Yeah. Bitch ass nigga, stay away from him. I'ma stay shining, I'ma stay grinding. Whether straight drop on the stage rhyming. When they mention me, they gon' pay homage. Niggas sucking that Rico. I do the shit for my people. Riding three deep in that two seater. Me a bad bitch in my ego. Staying true to that G code. No real niggas like me, mo. Net block hugging my big brother. You can ask about me, nigga, he know. I be blowing loud, I'ma change smoke. I take his aim, poke in the range, bro. Yeah. You came over, it was game over. Left a good dick and a hangover. Don't talk shit. Got a bank on me. Bunch of young niggas that a bank for me. Got a ride or die, go to the bank for me. I can fly the white, and that's a bank for me.
You know what's going down. If you think it's any game, we're gonna show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. If you think it's any game.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna get out.
Man, y'all don't have to be scared of real niggas, yo. Real niggas gonna respect real niggas. That's how Baltimore always been.
Yeah.
Niggas sold dope on the corner. It was about 8 different dopes out there.
Hell
so
yeah,
I know if a nigga could do that, a nigga could come and rap together, man. Come support. I ain't lying. I done did it. And a lot of others. You know what I mean? So that's the motto of Baltimore. They talk that crab shit and this and that. I know we get along.
We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. When the ones go up, you know what's going down. We ain't playing, we ain't playing. We ain't playing. If you think it's in a game, we gon' show you we ain't playing. When the ones go up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all know what time it is, man. First Fan Radio. It's your boy Chill Gizzy, man. Shout out to Sergeant Slaughter himself. Turn the boy, you know what I mean? Gonna turn up for y'all, you know what I mean? Night, man. I think we got him on the line, man. You there, homie?
Yeah, man.
What's going on with you?
Cooling, man. Cooling, man. Trying to cook a little bit.
Chefing it up tonight?
Yeah, man. You know how I do it, man. Can't go home.
All the time, you know what I mean? We got a special treat for everybody tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a new artist, you know what I mean, joining us, you know what I mean, this is their first time on the show, you know what I mean? So I want to welcome Nix. I don't know if I'm saying it right, bro. You know what I mean? You can definitely correct me on that, you know what I'm saying?
Jay, keep going. You straight so far.
That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just to give everybody a little background on who Nicky is, you know what I mean? I thought I'd just, you know, share a little bit of, you know what I mean, the bio, you know what I'm saying? And, check it out. She's been doing a thing for quite some time now. You know what I mean? She won numerous awards, you know what I mean? She's out of Columbus, Georgia. Best female artist. She was nominated best female artist, best video, and best female for her single Sky's the Limit. Now before we bring on the show, you know what I mean, I'm gonna be asking her numerous questions of, you know, what she's been doing, you know, since she's won some of these awards, you know what I'm saying, and you know what it's like, you know what I mean, to come up out of Columbus, Georgia as a female MC, you know what I mean, holding it down. But before we do that, man, I got to get back at Turner Boy, man. I got to ask Sergeant Slaughter himself when the mixtape dropping, bro.
August 7th, man. We dropping August 7th, man. Down in Columbus, Georgia, August 7th, Sergeant Slaughter finally coming out.
All the time, you know what I
mean?
Yeah. I got a co-host online with us tonight. We got Q, you with us?
What's up with you, man? Hello.
We maintain it, you know what I mean? Like I told you, we got a special treat tonight. We got a new female artist, you know what I mean, just now joining us, you know what I mean? But before I even bring her on the line, I got to ask Sergeant Slaughter, if you're calling from the 707 area code, I know 706 is Georgia, but where's 707?
Man, I'm right here by Oakland, man.
Out down Oakland. That's the west side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, West Coast, man, down in California.
He holding the dubs up right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, First Fan Worldwide.
First Fan Worldwide, ones up all day long, every day. You know what I mean? But let me stop BSing on the mic, man. I want to see if we got Nicky on the line right quick. You know what I mean? Nick, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All Oh shit, she here. What it do?
What's poppin'?
Act like you alive. You a First Fan Radio. What's up, baby?
I'm chilling, man. I ain't know y'all had me on yet.
Yeah, you on. This is how we over here. You know what I mean? I want to introduce myself as Chill Gizzy, First Family Entertainment Worldwide. You know what I mean? One of the representatives next to Sergeant Slaughter himself. And I got the lady Q.
What's up, Moose?
Okay.
What's
up, Q? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Chilling, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
We go. First question of the night. You out of Columbus, Georgia. You know what I mean? First thing I wanted to ask you was how long you've been a recording artist, you know what I'm saying? And what's your main focus right now?
And my main focus is getting out there, man, trying to, you know, build a brand, build a name for myself, get a solid fan base to follow me. You know, I've been doing it for a long time since high school, and just, you know, it was like, I didn't realize I was really just treating it like a hobby. And, you know, I connected with my fam, Triple Double Entertainment, my boss, Easy, like 5-6 years ago. And, you know, we just been grinding ever since, learning, still in the learning process. But, you know, we getting there, making some things happen.
No doubt. Now, in the learning process, I got to ask, yeah. I ask all artists this, you know what I mean, what's some of the things you learned on your road to being a successful artist?
I mean, the biggest thing is a music business. So, you know, it's 95% business and 5% music. So, you gotta invest in yourself. You gotta invest in yourself. You gotta believe in yourself. Don't just invest in anything. You know, do your research on people. Because I'll be the first to admit I got shamed a couple of times. But,
can you please repeat it for the listeners so they can understand? Please repeat that, because I don't think they really understand.
You know what? And I'm glad you said that. Continue.
You know, do your research. Don't be afraid. If you're spending your money on somebody promoting or whatever kind of business they trying to offer you, don't be scared to ask questions about it. But, you know, ain't nothing free, man. You know, it's going to take money to make money. Don't. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get out there and grind and work hard for what you're doing. Scared money don't make none, you know?
Yeah, I love that saying right there. You know what I mean? Scared money don't make none. You know what I mean? The damn shit don't bring no sunny days. You know what I mean? Now, just reading into your bio a little bit, you know, you know what I mean? This part right here really got to me, and I just, you know, I want to ask you about it, you know what I'm saying? And I see you're a strong individual. And I know you're a very motivational individual. In 2011, you was wheelchair bound. You know what I mean? What's some of the obstacles you had to, you know what I mean, you know, instill in yourself to get back to the music?
Oh, man, it was a rough period, man.
What happened? Let's talk about it.
I was hit by a vehicle. I was taken through an apartment building. And, I'm blessed to be here, for one thing. That's the first thing. And, if you see the aftermath of the accident, it was a miracle. So, I'm blessed to be here. But, yeah, I was hit by a vehicle. Left me wheelchair bound for the rest of that year.
Now, not to be snooping around in your business, was it at your own, you know what I mean, you know, was it the cause of the accident because of you, you know what I mean, negligence, or was it you just walking and somebody just took you through a building?
Yeah, I was standing in
you
front
was minding
of
yours?
Yeah, somebody lost control of their vehicle while I was standing outside, and, you know, it was an accident, it wasn't purposely, you know. But somebody lost control of a vehicle and, it took me through there. So, it's all good. I'm here now.
How long were you wheelchair bound? Just for the whole year, 2 years?
It was 7 months. I was in the hospital for almost 2 months, and then The rest of that time, I was in a wheelchair. Then I went through rehab, you know, learning how to walk again and all that stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a process, though. But, like, the first few months, I really wasn't even focused on the music that hard. I was kind of like in a depression mode or whatever, but I bounced back, man.
Did you think you ever was going to do music again?
I knew I would because, it's basically my life. But, you know, at that time, I was just going through some things. I felt like it was a lot of people that I had looked out for. And, at my time of need, nobody was nowhere to be found or whatever. And, you know, so I just had a million things going through my head at the time. And music was on the back burner.
Yeah, it was on the back burner. The last thing on your mind. Like, damn, a mixtape. I can dig it. You know, but the following year, you know, you received nominations in the Underground Music Awards. You was the most original female artist in Extreme on 104 FM All-Star Awards. Like, it seemed like you just, you know, went into, like, a frenzy and just started, like, you know what I mean, grinding, like, you know what I mean? Like, where did it come from? Where did that momentum come from?
I think it was the motivation that time, or you know, when I finally, like I said, I went through my little depression period. But I got a letter from a friend of mine who's incarcerated. Shout out to Loose Tex, and he really just was like, man, you one of the hottest out there. I don't think you realize your talent. You really got to get back out there and, you know what I'm saying, do your thing. Don't let this keep you down. So. You know, after he filled my head up and got me all pumped up again, I was like, man, I'm finna be in go mode. I'm finna be in beast mode. So, you know, and 2012 just turned out, it was a really good year for me, man. Like, it was like I went through a bad situation, and then I bounced back real, real, real good, real big.
That's what it is. You know what I mean? It's always good to bounce back. You know, just to bring it up to date a little bit, let's talk about the mixtape, like what you're working on, what you got going on. I understand. Was she on the movie soundtrack, Sergeant Slaughter?
Not only is she on the movie soundtrack, she got the lead off single to the movie soundtrack. We're going to shoot the video.
She got the lead off single from the movie.
Man, I took the track, man. Because she sent it to me, and I think I waited about maybe 4 days to post it, man. And when I posted the track, it went bananas, man. And my phone started ringing. My email started going in. I started getting texts. Man, it was crazy, man. I'm still getting them to this day, man. I had a couple people hit me today talking about, man, that track go hard. It's hard, yeah. Man. She did a very good job on the track, man. And the way she went about doing it, and she kept to the concept, it was crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate her, man. You know what I'm saying? I reached out to her, and she came through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever I can do for her, any way I can help her career prosper, I'm going to do it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's just out of love and respect, you know, love for the music, man.
No doubt.
Big shout out to Turner Boy for hitting me up about that, too, because... Like, I love doing storytelling. I love storytelling in my tracks, man. That's something that's really missing in hip hop these days. And he hit me with that script. I was excited to do it, so I jumped right on it, man.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Now,
she actually was the first person that I called. Or the first person that I reached out to. She's the very first one.
What was the turnover time?
It wasn't long, bro.
It was long.
I tell you that. I think it was like 4 or 5 days. It's somewhere 4 or 5 days, man. And all I know is I got it. You know what I'm saying? And I listened to it, and it threw me for a minute, boy. And I was like, wow.
She went in. She definitely went in.
Yeah.
Nikki, what's some of your hip hop influences? Like some of the artists that you listen to that you know what I mean, groomed you into the artist you are, you know what I mean? Or you might have groomed yourself, you know what I'm saying, but what's some of the artists that you listen to coming up?
I listen to Jay-Z's my all-time favorite.
Holy Grail.
Holy Grail. You know what? That's one of my favorite albums right now. You know what I mean?
Man.
I, you know,
phenomenal.
He went in. You went in phenomenal.
I like Hope. I love Pip. Nas, Scarface, Mobb Deep, okay. My favorite group. I love Outkast. Wayne, Luda, M. You know, I'm stretched out. Remy, one of my favorite MC. Shout out Free Remy.
Indeed.
Yeah,
all day. What's your favorite T.I. album?
Oh, favorite.
Just listen to you.
I'd say Urban Legend, my favorite.
Urban Legend
and King. It's between those two. Okay. I have to say my favorite. I ain't saying they his best, but I'm saying Urban Legend is my favorite. You know?
All right. So if you was going now. And you wasn't listening to any of your music, what would be in your get that?
Y'all gonna laugh, but it wouldn't be no hip hop for real though.
don't say Nelly Furtado. Please don't say Nelly Furtado.
No, I'm out of time.
I'm heavy on Maroon 5, man. I love Maroon 5.
Maroon 5?
Oh. Yeah. That's what I be riding.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with Maroon 5, you know what I'm saying? Any Rage Against the Machine?
Nah,
you know what I mean? We got another caller calling. It looked like we got New York in the house now. We got a 347 area code over here, you know what I mean? And, this is going to definitely be a monumental show tonight, you know what I'm saying? And I hope that anybody listening, you know what I mean, that's tuned in, you know what I mean, y'all definitely connect with us, connect with Nikki, connect with Turner Boy, we doing some wonderful things. I connect with First Fan Radio, if you got music out there, you trying to get heard, and we playing everybody that's independent, unsigned, worldwide, we doing something major, you know what I mean, and salute to the sergeant himself, you know what I mean, Turner Boy, man. I'm going to ask him, you know, just give us a little insight of the movie, because he's the head of the soundtrack, music director, the whole nine yards. And picking the project, give us some insight, man, with some tips, you know what I mean, that you know what I mean, you was using to go through the soundtrack.
You know, the movie is a real-life situation, man. Shout out to Pat Albright Films, man. And the movie is basically, it's a life story, man. It's a lot of things that people deal with every day and turmoil they go through on an everyday basis, you know what I'm saying? And the movie is real, you know. It ain't nothing about it that's turned down or what could happen, the consequences of actions and stuff like that. It's not turned down. It's up there, you know, and it's the bottom line. I think when I shot the concept out to the artists and stuff, and everybody responded, and you know, people was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? You know, they were like, it's crazy, man. It's a good concept. It's a good movie. And when the movie actually dropped, man, I think it was about 80% now. We're at 80% now. We should be finished probably about another week, another 2 weeks. Then Nikki shoot a video and everything, and we're gonna get that. And you know, her song is gonna be the lead off song. That's actually gonna be in. They're gonna actually be on the movie too. You know, so it's a good thing. You know, it's a test. It's a test to artists, man. It's what this is what sets the. Sets the artist and the rapper. If you got what they call rappers and you got artists. In order to do good off of this particular movie, you have to be an artist. A rapper can't do it.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Now, just like what, being that it's a real life story. You know what I'm saying? Like you wouldn't just want to throw a rapper on that. You know what I'm saying? You would want to get an artist that could paint that picture. I mean, for the listeners, you know what I'm saying, as well as the movie producer himself who gives you the visual, you know what I'm saying. So I can definitely relate that.
You have to be able to be a person that specializes in their craft. You know, somebody that's got a lot of love for their craft, and somebody that can go in depth and go in detail and take something to pick it apart and make their own situation with it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. All day.
Yeah, but. I'll tell you, it's like the movie is crazy, man. When it come out, man, and honestly, the way the shoot is going right now with the movie, man, is going back and through, looking at some clips and what everybody's doing right now, man. It's actually made for big screen now.
It's a big screen shoot, honestly. And we also got some. We also got something coming out, man. Just to overhaul, just to hold over until the movie is getting ready to drop. August the 1st, we have If I Scream first episode is coming out, and it's a series. You know what I'm saying? And it'll be out August the 1st. Now I start shooting links and everything out to it, but it's phenomenal, man. It take you back to the days of Tales from the Crypt.
Oh man, I can't wait for that project to drop right there, man. And
it's crazy, man.
Hey,
it's
now crazy. I know they got a trailer for the movie, right? You know what I mean? Can you give us a link where people can go see the trailer and they know the title and also the title? Yeah. I'm sorry.
If you go onto YouTube and you type in, do a search for Albright 66. Do a search for Albright 66. You actually got the Save Us preview, and you got the If I Scream preview on both of them.
Okay.
Both of them out there, on that site, and it'll give you, you know what I'm saying, it'll give you a little something. It's gonna make you wonder.
Oh man, I'm definitely gonna check that out, man. Getting back,
like,
Nick. Oh, go ahead, bro.
Well, it's not like, you know, when you're dealing with independent film, you know what I'm saying. Independent film, when people start doing it, they do the basic independent film, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's concept is similar or close together. And one thing I can guarantee you and promise you, these are not like nothing else.
Not like it.
Yeah.
Not like it at
all. Not like it. Not like an independent. The film is on another level, right? And I can say that and I can put my name behind it and cut a check too.
No doubt. Now, Nikki, in the future, do you plan on doing any films or, you know what I mean, upcoming, you know what I mean, television ventures, you know what I mean?
I would if the right opportunity came along. But, you know, I'm really focused on this music right now, though. But, yeah, I would, though. You know, that ain't it's another outlet, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Now, why you as
might be sooner than you think?
right. Especially messing with Turner Boy, real soon, because the boy move quick, man. When you make the move, you know what I mean. That's what I respect about my man. You know what I'm saying? That he goes out and get it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, just did a brand new record. What is it? Bad Hood Chick.
What's the name of the record? Bad Hood Chick. Shout out to Critical Cachet, first time worldwide.
All day.
Columbus, Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, now that's a big record for her right there, man. I can't wait to see how the vibe come out, man. You know what I'm saying? Because she's been working hard. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? You know, I love my team, man. I love the squad, man. I love the First Fam, everything, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what it's about.
It ain't a doubt in my mind, man. When that record actually drops, it's gonna break.
No doubt.
It's gonna actually break. It's a hot song, hot track. She went in there, she did her thing on it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a hot track, and the video's gonna be phenomenal. We're going up through the strip clubs, airwells, and we're just gonna do our thing with it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Hey man, you already know, man. If I could get down there, man, you know what I'm saying? The support is definitely there, man. But I'm First Fan worldwide. Ain't done, man. I'm putting together some stuff now. You know what I mean? Now that we got Nikki coming to First Fam Radio, her first interview, I just want to inform everybody that's listening tonight, you know what I'm saying, that hopefully in November, or it might be another rain date, but in November we're trying to have the First Fam Radio Music Awards. You know what I mean? That's the first independent online music radio awards show. You know what I mean? We're inviting everybody that's been dealing with us out, you know what I mean, to perform, to get nominated. You know what I mean? We want to see everybody grind too, you know what I'm saying? So we here for the independent artists. You know what I mean? That's the main reason we doing it. You know what I mean? So Nikki, we hope to see you at that event. And you know what I mean, hopefully you'll be one of the winners right there, because it looked like you win everything. You know what I mean? And I don't want to sound biased or something like that, but just be, and Q says she gonna be out there.
hey, he say that you rap better than me. Let me hear you spit some bars real quick.
Uh-oh.
Call it y'all. See, I'm still a baby on this entertainment thing, you feel me? And I'm just trying to get out there. You know what I mean? Hustle and grind just like you.
Nigga, you should sit up and get up pacified.
We might have to turn the beat off and let it get you the bars.
Yeah. Tell him we're gonna hold out to the next interview and we're gonna get
another
chance.
Right. You heard that, Q. Next interview we're gonna get you some bars. Now it might be a problem for you then. But anyway. First Fam Radio, man. Y'all listening to us live, man. We got Nikki, Hot Nick's son. You know what I mean? Got Turner from Sergeant Slaughter himself. Q on the line with us. We about to go and hop into this next joint real quick. I gotta let the homie, you know what I mean, since this is our first time on the show, introduce this track Edge right here. You know what I'm saying? Nick's, you can take it away.
Yeah.
Introduce the world to the joint.
Yeah, this is a new joint from the Save Us movie soundtrack by the homie Nick Turner Boy. You know what I'm saying? And, he gave me a script and I just laced it. Track is called Edge, produced by CJ.
Man, I've been going through some things, and they tell me keep my head up. But this rain keep going down, and plus it's hard to keep my bread up. I promise I'm so fed up, this life is so unkind. Cause I've seen way more bad than good. Sometimes I wish I was just blind, but then at times I feel I am. Cause I can't seem to find my mind. Probably lost in all this trouble that surrounds me all the time. I got problems, I can't solve them. I got issues, I can't deal with all this drinking, all this weed, and all these pills, they still won't fix them. I should drop right off this bridge or either fly right off this building. But knowing how my luck is, I survived to live this misery. These odds are always against me. My heart is feeling empty. Please, Lord, answer this question if you hear me. Feel me. Why everything's so fucked up? I keep catching this tough luck. I drop down to my knees, look to the Lord and ask him what's up. I swear I'm on the edge. Yeah, I swear I'm on the edge. If nothing else comes my way, these troubles always find me. I may as well just stand right in the middle of a highway. I swear I'm on the edge. I swear I'm on the edge. With no one left to talk to, cause everyone I thought who would be there for me turned their backs and ended up disloyal. My girl don't understand me. I can't go to my family without them trying to judge and make me feel like I'm a failure. I made some bad decisions, what human beings didn't. I try to stay prayed up because the devil be so busy. Sometimes I get caught slipping, ask God for his forgiveness. I'm breathing but ain't living, if he did or if he didn't, I'll never know. Assuming if he did, he would let it show. Open up the door, or maybe hell is dope. Cause I can't tell for sure. Before I put this pistol to my head and let it blow, just let me know. No. Why everything's so fucked up? I keep catching this tough luck. I drop down to my knees, look to the Lord and ask him what's up. I swear I'm on the edge. I swear I'm on the edge. If nothing else comes my way, these troubles always find me. I may as well just stand right in the middle of a highway. I swear I'm on the edge. I swear I'm on the edge.
Yeah, we back. First Fam Radio, man. That was Nikki with Edge, you know what I'm saying? We back, Turner Boy, you know what I mean, with us. And it looked like we just got a new, call it a disjoint line real quick. You know what I'm saying? Just give me a second. You know what I mean? And we gonna hop right back into it, man. Turner Boy, you still with me?
Still here, bro. I think that might have been me calling back in. I had a lot of my signal. Hello?
Yeah. We here. We're just getting a little bit of feedback. I got to call out the 347 that just joined the line with us. You know what I mean? 347, you live on air with First Fan Radio's Chill Gizzy, Turner Boy, and Miss Nikki.
What's good, man? It's Cheryl Ketter Slinger from New York, man. For all rocking, calling in, supporting Nikki next night.
Oh, that's what it is, man. Appreciate it. Nikki, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Slinger, what's up?
Ain't nothing, Nick. No, Nick. As soon as you hit me, Simple was on my phone playing. Yo, that was crazy. I was like, I'll make sure I got the call in and all that.
No doubt. You know what I mean? That's official right there. You got NY calling up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? And that got to shake the East Coast right there. You know what I'm talking about?
You got a game, man.
Heard up, you know what I mean? Now, we're getting back into this interview now, you know what I'm saying? You had an interview on Beats and Lyrics Magazine in 2012, issue 14, you know what I mean? And they also stated in there that motivation is an understatement for this pioneer of modern hip hop. Was they mistaken? Were they mistaken?
Nah.
Is it a fluke or not? What was it? I mean, you know.
I'm motivated, man. Y'all is what I've been through.
Yeah, real talk. Right now, you've been through a lot.
What I have to go through.
Okay, now it sounds like you're chefing up right now. You know what I mean?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
All right, we got you back. Now, man, coming up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if the opportunity presented itself, what artists could we see Nikki doing collabs with as far as mainstream?
Hov, of course.
That's Hov two times tonight.
Yeah.
But it's cool, though. It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, my question would be, could you think you could keep up with Hov?
Yeah.
On a track?
Yeah.
That's confidence like a motherfucker. Nerves are still coming. Shout out.
He ain't about to just murder me, though.
Yeah, hey, that's what I was saying. I was trying to see if you was going to doubt yourself, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Nervous.
Oh no!
Cool.
I never
doubt
myself on
the left.
All day, you know
what I mean?
I think she'll be a little nervous on the first track, and then she'll eat him on the second track.
I could dig that. You know what I mean? Now Hov could go in. Now it looked like on Magna Carta, man. He displayed many different styles of some of our favorite artists, and
Yeah, but, you know, you got to Magna Carta, man. I think he did that CD in like 5 days or something like that, man. But with Rick Rubin, like, seriously, come on now.
Yeah, Rick Rubin on the couch playing with his feet. You know what I mean?
Playing with his beard. Braiding his beard and shit. Man, that shit crazy. For real, enjoying life because you just got another big check.
Yeah, man. They had everybody up to there. That's what it is, man. Go ahead, bro.
Hov is a serious businessman, man. Because for your CD to go platinum, before it drops, it's crazy. You feel me? That's crazy.
He went platinum off of anticipation. That's
nah,
crazy.
Nah, he went platinum. Samsung bought the first.
Yeah,
Samsung
bought the first million.
First million copies.
Shit. Damn.
Yeah.
So Samsung bought him out. So he basically just did a deal with Samsung and just called it a night. That's what it sounded like to me. Oh,
yeah. I think right now he's at like 1.7, 1.8 million right now.
That's a rich knuckle.
If I ever heard of one. We got some more callers joining us, fellas. You know what I'm saying? We got area code 7. Yo, Nick, it's up to you if you want to take the calls. I don't know if we got somebody waiting to, you know, dive on you. They've been wanting to say something to you all year, but they hung up. They knew, you know, that they was going to get on the live, but, you know.
Somebody want me to ask what's the beat
you're
playing right now.
That beat right there came from Philly. I don't even know, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody sent that in, you know what I'm saying? It's just to get us loose on the show, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If you got some bars and you want to spit to it, you know what I mean? The air is there. It's all open for bars, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? If somebody want to spit something, why don't you call them to spit something on the beat? You know what I mean? Because you want to line with Nicky, Turner Boy, and Chill Gizzy, First Fan Worldwide Empire. We like to hear bars, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm talking too much, so I'm going to turn it over to Q, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's a little shy, you know what I mean, right now, you know what I mean, talking to you, but it's all
Q,
good.
I'll let her, Q.
What's up? Hold on. It's late. Hello, you get me?
Yeah.
Hello? Y'all there?
Yeah, we here.
Y'all there? All right, so how many years y'all been in the entertainment?
Don't ask questions.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, since I'm an up-and-coming artist, what steps do I need to take, you know what I mean, to get there, besides just writing and doing?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I say connect with some DJ. Well, make sure you got some good, you know, a good recording, you know, whatever studio you go to.
Make
sure you got good quality recording and all that, man. Connect with some DJs, build a relationship with some good DJs that you know you can reach out to and send them your music. Get some feedback from people other than your circle, you know, because there's some yes men out there that not good to have around. Get out there and do some of these showcases or whatever, you know, meet some new people, network.
Right.
And now, me personally, I'm going to tell you what I would say is one of my biggest things and what I neglected to do when I first came in, you know, 5 years ago, I didn't do any research. All I knew was I wanted a label, and I wanted to put some rappers on a label, and I ain't know shit about a label. You feel me? I knew nothing about a label. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I went through my trials and tribulations for my maybe first year and a half. And then after that, what I started doing, I had to really go back. I really had to go back. So, you know what I'm saying? I started buying every book, looking at every internet article, you know what I'm saying? Getting an understanding of the business, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Understanding what it is to copyright music. You know, understand what it is to get paid for your radio plays. Learning how to reach out to these promoters and these venues and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Being able to look and see who's real and who's fake in the industry. Because, like, you know, these days it's kind of clear because it seems like everybody out to get somebody. You know,
everybody out there.
Always.
Man.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. Do your research, man. Because people out there will try to shame you, man. For real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what? Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
And it ain't even. And the crazy part about the whole situation, it ain't even necessary somebody trying to sign you to their label. It's if you got a label, it's artists that you are attempting to sign to your label. Artists will screw you over, believe it or not, because you know your motivation is them because you believe in their craft, and at the same time, I think you may believe in their craft a little more than them, and they don't want to take anything and put forward their own project. So you have to take a lot of your money and spend a lot of your money on their project. You know, that's why the game started changing up, you know, and it's like, yeah, it's a responsibility out there now. You know, if you want this to work,
you're going to have to put your foot in too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what that's doing for me is showing me that you want it as much as I want it for you.
Yeah, real
talk. Exactly.
What's up? You know what I'm saying? I go through that a lot too, a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might have artists, you know what I mean, coming by studios and, you know, they be paying for studio time. And then after a while, they're like, well, if I get down with him, I don't got to pay for studio time. You know what I'm saying? And, I know that all too well, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. The problem now is like, okay, like I don't really look at it no more like that now, because I'm like, I can really rap now. So
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so I can really rap now. I can really compose songs. So I just like it, a label thing ain't really been that big thing to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, first band worldwide is first band worldwide. You know what I'm saying? That's a true genuine team. And you know, as far as me going to try to find artists or stuff like that, man, I have to do it. But believe me, it'll take me a while because I have to fill them out and everything, you know. It's just how I go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's to protect me, protect my investments, you know what I'm saying? Because I, you know, me spending my money on you and you giving me your ass a kiss is like taking food out of my kid's mouth.
Hey, real talk. That's real. If I could say real trap, real talk for Shizzle, all that,
yeah.
I agree with you on that, bro. You know what I mean?
Yep. My task force too high, though. I can't, you know what I'm saying?
can't afford to be playing around with this shit, man.
Nah, man. My task force too high. My baby mom be tripping.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? We got one more caller calling in out to 706. I see you bouncing around on the lines. We're going 706-505. You're live. First Man Radio.
Yes, sir. This is Fat Cat John of D-Side Music Group. We got Young Sophia on the phone.
What's going on there, bro?
Ah, cool, bro. What's going on? Everything good in the car?
Oh, yeah. We just want y'all to get a chance to talk to my man from out of Miami. We got Young Cecile on the phone. Hey, Cecile.
Hey, yo, what's going on, Captain? What you got going on, Fat?
Hey, man, we doing a live interview, man, with the homie right down the West Coast, man.
Yeah, we got my girl, man.
What's good, homie?
Chilling. We got my girl, Nikki McKnight, on the line right now doing our interview, man. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much putting out the what she got coming up and everything, and man, you know what I'm saying, giving tips and advice, you know what I'm saying, about the business. You know what I'm saying? So we just on here going in, trying to, you know what I'm saying, get into the business like
okay, you already know, man, it's the kids in Citadel, man, coming out of Miami, Florida. You know, I'm out here with these boys out here repping this Georgia and this Alabama thing real, real hard, you know what I mean? So we got a lot of big things coming up too, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been going in city to city with this thing, you know, building up a promotion team, you know what I mean? You know how I go. As much networks as possible, you know, attacking every avenue as possible, every club, trying to get in every club, every city on whatever radio station that's really spinning. You know what it is, you know. Team go get it.
Right spot.
Spinning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're in the process of putting together some big things, you know what I'm saying? We're in the process of going global with it. You know, we talking north, south, east, west, you know, overseas, the European money. You already know. All that foreign money. You know what it is, man.
Real talk.
Do
y'all got a website or some info y'all can put out there for the listeners to get at y'all?
Yeah, actually, we have two web domains that are getting built. They're in the process of being built right now. We're actually just getting all that up and running right now. You know what I'm saying? But
y'all,
we do have the Facebook.
So
you can find them on Facebook.
Y'all ain't called me to build
come
a
again?
Website, right? Really? Y'all ain't called me to build a website. I'm hurt, man.
You build websites?
www.tunnelboygetmoney.com.
Well, in about another week, y'all will be able to go www.esmg334. You know what I mean? Gump boys, man. You already know. You just be on the lookout for it. Coming to a city near you, they better put on their 3D shades because we coming straight at them. So I'm on the band competition.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
It's all right. What it is, man. Come out of the goddamn Gump.
Yeah, it's going down, man. It's a real Alabama and Florida movement. You got them country boys, them city boys, man. Both parts of the South, as a matter of fact. You got them country boys in the South, then you got them dirty South. You got them dirty South niggas where I'm from at the bottom of the map, and you just put them in the pot. And what you got some good old Southern gravy. You know what I'm talking about?
Solution.
Gravy and biscuits.
Hey, Chill.
I'm here.
Hey, Chill. Hey, you gonna run that track back one more time, man, so we can get it to him again, bro?
You know what? The only way I'm gonna run it back real quick, man, is if Nikki go ahead and introduce the joint one more time for those who just now catching on. You know what I'm saying? Nick. Oh yeah, don't get scared, Nick. You on the line. You on the line with bosses right now. You know what I mean? We need you to go ahead and introduce that joint. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is my new joint, Edge, off the Save Us movie soundtrack. Come on, boy, turn the boy.
So you gotta do that again. I don't know. You gotta reintroduce yourself again one more time for us. You know what I'm saying? Because we got Sergeant Slaughter on the line, man. And you know, normally when a sergeant wants you to introduce something, he wants you to say a stern soldier. State your name, gangster.
What's poppin'? It's girl Nikki Nix, Mac Knight, Columbia GA Reverend. This is my new joint, Edge, off the Slave Us movie soundtrack. Y'all check it out.
I like that.
Man, I've been going through some things, and they tell me keep my head up. But this rain keep pouring down, and plus it's hard to keep my bread up. I promise I'm so fed up, this life is so unkind. Cause I've seen way more bad than good, sometimes I wish I was just blind. But then at times I feel I am, cause I can't seem to find my mind. Probably lost in all this trouble that surrounds me all the time. I got problems I can't solve them, I got issues I can't deal with. All this drinking, all this weed, and all these pills, they still won't fix them. I should drop right off this bridge or either fly right off this building. But knowing how my luck is, I survived to live this misery. These odds are always against me, my heart is feeling empty. Please, Lord, answer this question if you hear me. Feel me. Why everything's so fucked up? I keep catching this tough luck. I drop down to my knees, look to the Lord and ask him what's up. I swear I'm on the edge. Yeah, I swear I'm on the edge. Yeah. If nothing else comes my way, these troubles always find me. I may as well just stand right in the middle of a highway. I swear I'm on the edge. I swear I'm on the edge. With no one left to talk to, cause everyone I thought who would be there for me turned their backs and ended up disloyal. My girl don't understand me, I can't go to my family without them trying to judge and make me feel like I'm a failure. I made some bad decisions, what human beings didn't. I try to stay prayed up because the devil be so busy. Sometimes I get caught slipping, ask God for his forgiveness. I'm breathing but ain't living, if he did or if he didn't, I'll never know. Assuming if he did, he would let it show. Open up the door, or maybe hell is dope. Cause I can't tell for sure. Before I put this pistol to my head and let it blow, just let me know. No. Why everything's so fucked up? I keep catching this tough luck. I drop down to my knees, look to the Lord and ask him what's up. I swear I'm on the edge. I swear I'm on the edge. If nothing else comes my way, these troubles always find me. I may as well just stand right in the middle of a highway. I swear I'm on the edge. I swear I'm on the edge.
are tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. First Fam Radio.
First Fam Radio mixtapes.
The Union.
My whip clean, my bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team. We in grind mode, my nigga, we in grind mode. My chopper dirty, my whip clean, my bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team.
Count 20,000 with my eyes closed. We in grind mode. I could get to the money with a blindfold. It's nothing new. Ill dude, who the fuck is you? That's your girl, I fuck the crew. Hit her, then I fuck the crew. Damn. Call that there some teamwork. Grind and shine, all to make my dreams work. Yeah. You grind hard, you shine easy. Living life like I'm on TV. Moving up like George and Weezy. Hell yeah, fucking right. Something like Drake and Weezy. Take a break, take a rest. No, we will never take it easy. Talking filthy cities, fuck niggas. Cause they ain't really fucking with us. All my niggas in grind mode, and I could count 100,000 with a blindfold.
My chopper dirty, my whip clean, my bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team. We in grind mode, my nigga, we in grind mode. My chopper dirty, my whip clean, my bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team.
But my bitch man, 16's across 16, across the gun line and get 16. 16, I had a fucking dream. Like MLK, hopped on the tank. Real niggas, so they throwing shade. Young niggas, so I'm getting paid. Prime mode is my fucking grave. All I know is this money. All we need is this money. All I got is this money. We'll kill you over this money. Mommy had it, so I went and got it. I paid shit for myself, boy. All I know is this grind mode. My daddy wasn't near myself, boy. Lazy nigga can't make that on your ass, boy. All I know is money, grind mode, my cash, boy.
All I know.
Hear the beat, I don't write shit, I just destroy.
What?
I don't fuck with frauds, they throw shit, no decoy.
I saw the pounds and them hitters round, and they roll around, they shoot down, they talk down, cause we shoot them up and when they pick up trucks, throw bodies in the back of trucks. You don't talk when we in the stuff. Got a lot of killers on my payroll, they kill you when I say so. Don't talk, we let them blow.
My chopper dirty, my whip clean, my bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team. We in grind mode, my nigga, we in grind mode. My chopper dirty, my whip clean, my bitch ride, fuck it, my whole team. We in grind mode, my nigga, we in grind mode. I'm riding around in that Beamer, that 7 Series looking cleaner. I flood this bitch Katrina. Oh Lord, have you seen her? I'm in grind mode and my chopper dirty. It's drought time and they go for 30. Might trust some points if your block's worthy. Good clientele, we fly them birdies. It's all on my belt buckle. Can't you tell that I love to hustle? Couple sacks for that Hermit. Couple sacks, bet them boys to touch you. All go, Rick the Ruler. Tough on my way to the Ruger. I'm flexing on them Lex Luger. Give a fuck about a hater, that's words to my shooters. I'm too hot, too glass. I got the juice, Tupac, let the heat go. Call it free throws, I give your bitch ass 2 shots. Ballin' like we ballin', that paper keep on callin'. I'm in my lane, I did some things, I call that shit Chris Paulin'. Grind mode, nigga, grind mode. I'm all in this bitch, different time zone. Nigga, I'm on, get my shine on. Out of space when I do it, nigga, ozone. It's KG, T-Dot, my nigga T-Do, when we hot. Pop the band on the guap in the weed spot. We clutch over here, nigga, rebuy.
Back in, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, we had to take a little break real quick, you know what I'm saying? I'm back. I got Turner Boy on the line with me. You know what I mean? You still with me, homie?
Yeah, man, always.
All right. Nicky, you still with us?
Yep, I'm here.
I thought you were scared, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we ain't heard from you, you know what I'm saying, in a little bit. But, you know what I mean? Welcome back. You know what I mean? You know, I wanted to ask you this question. I didn't get to ask you that the last, you know, a couple songs ago. Right now, you know what I'm saying, and you in Columbus, Georgia now, or are you in the Atlanta area?
Well, I'm in Columbus right now.
Okay, now, far as, like, you know what I mean, and being in your area, you know, what's some of the artists in your area that, you know what I mean, you collab with, or are you looking forward to collabing with? They have a strong buzz, or are you the only one?
Oh, nah, man. It's a lot of, man, we got major talent here, man.
Okay, blast the names then. Blast the names.
Yeah.
Who Nick gonna work with, you know what I'm saying, out of Columbus, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about that. Who got bars?
My single out right now with my partner Deuce Revolver and Young Ty, Special. Okay. Both of them hot. Got little ECG, got Georgia Boy, my homie C Black, Turner Boy himself. Man, we got a lot of talent in Columbus, man. They trying to sleep on us, man. We finna bust them doors open though.
We talking about Cypher Chino, we talking about Buddy.
Yeah,
P.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
put
some
names out there. Shout them out.
Put
names out there.
Player Hershey. I got
shout
Player Hershey,
too, man. Yeah, Player Hershey. Player Hershey epic, man. I'll mix getting ready to drop here, man, in about a month or so. Player Hershey epic.
No doubt,
yeah.
No doubt. Now,
yeah,
now
like,
your city,
you
like... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I got to salute my boy right there, right across the water, man. My boy, Bad News, man. Bad News in the ENT. Bad News Entertainment out of Baton Rouge. I got to salute the boy, man. He out there working hard, hustling like a fool. That's my nigga. And as a matter of fact, I just finished his website on Friday, and he out there getting it, bro. You know what I'm saying? He getting show money now, so it is what it is, bro.
Oh, man.
And yeah, bro. Yeah, the boy out there grinding, man. But like I said, it's so much talent coming through there, man. And the crazy part about it, man, the people in Columbus, man, who I like really beef on the mic, man, are the females.
The females
are not a game, bro. Like I'm being honest with you, bro. I done worked with so many female artists, man. It's some female artist talent in Columbus that will blow your mind, bro.
I got to get down there, man. I got to come check that atmosphere out, man. I love hearing females that got bars, man. You know what I'm saying? I haven't gotten to check the Queen of the Ring thing out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm also a fan of, like, you know, all the battle rap scene also, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I watched a few of those one time, man. They be getting dirty on them, man.
Yeah, they get dirty on there. You know what I mean? I seen
out,
bitches
buddy.
Cry on there. You know
just
what I mean?
Disrespectful, man. I like,
yeah.
Oh, my bad, Turtle Boy. Kick that shout out one more time, man, because we need them to hear that.
Shout out Babs Bunny, man, doing our thing, man. Babs Bunny hosting the Queen of the Ring, man. Hey, the Queen of the Ring crazy, man. Now, I say it's not for the weak at heart. If you have a weak heart and your feelings get hurt, you know, it's crazy because I've seen one of the craziest things in the freestyle battle on Queen of the Ring. And I've seen these two females going in, and all of a sudden this female grabs a picture that she pulled off this chick's Facebook page.
With
the mattress on the floor,
like,
dead ass wall.
Oh,
dirty wall,
man.
I was like,
made her cry, man. Yo,
hey, look, what made it so bad? She took the picture and blew it up to 11x14.
Damn. And went on. Oh man, and took it to the battle.
Yeah, dog.
That's hard.
Crazy, bro.
You know what I mean? But like you said, it's not for the weak, man. You know what I'm saying? You will get rolled over. You know what I'm saying? If you come in that weak shit. But you know what I'm saying? I like hearing stuff like that. So if I was in the area, I definitely want to come through and check a couple of them things out. Now, versus
I left a couple people out, man. I got a shout out, man. The UFO G Click, man. My boy Tigger, man. My boy Ray Ray. Them boys doing their thing right there, man.
Shout out
my boy Nick Streets, man. Who just he just submitted his song, man. For the movie soundtrack on yesterday, and it's epic. It's epic. This is when the creativity really came in, man. And I also got a shot my boy out, man, Mark Hall, a.k.a. 3G, a.k.a. Mr. Undefeated in the Freestyle.
Oh, yeah. You got to get him on the show. We got to bring him on.
You can download his mixtape, man. It's called Darren Rose. Download his mixtape at Biff.com. And the boy got bars, dog. He got some serious bars.
Yeah, I got to check that out. Definitely, man. You know what I mean? You got anything you want to say, Q? Q over here winding off again, man. You know what I mean? I don't want to feel neglected, but here you go.
Hey, yo, Nick.
What's
this question for you? So with this rap shit, can I say rap shit online? Anyway, with this rap shit, how many women you get with it?
I mean, what?
How many women be knocking on your door and asking for your number?
I don't have nothing knocking on my door, thankfully. it'd be some crazy I don't know. So
we gotta get you to Trenton, man. We gotta get you to Trenton, man. So we can start get some knocking on my door. Once they know you in town, they gonna all come around.
Yeah. Y'all better look, man. Let me tell y'all, y'all better cut that shit out. Y'all gonna get sponsored like Chill Gritty. Hey, Chill Gritty stopping got like 8 Facebook pages.
Yeah, you know everybody pays. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to get a restraining order. Put up. You know what I'm saying? And
You talk to Chill. Ask Chill if he love me.
Yeah, hey, that's crazy though, ain't it? Like, cause, hey, when he called me, right, he was like, "Yo," I was like, "I already know what you're about to say, man." she caught up the whole squad. Like, she would go through the whole squad to find out. You know what I mean? But I don't know her no more, so I'm not speaking on that anymore. Moving right along, we're gonna talk about the what you said again? All right. Q over here fucking with me right now. I got a little drink, so y'all got to excuse me. That's why I'm a little slurred up. But
that's epic. But, tell Q, hey, tell Q when I get to Trenton, you better be ready to work.
Already.
So you better get some Notos and Power Out Energies, because I don't sleep.
I feel you. I'll make sure I have them written up for you.
Already.
You know what I mean? I got to ask Nick this, you know what I'm saying? At this point right now, do you got any things that you know what I mean, you working on, you know what I mean, outside of your mixtape that you about to drop?
Man, I actually just completed the concept music album, and I turned that in, you know what I'm saying? Just got it through Mix and Master, and I turned it in. So I'm slotted mixtape getting ready to drop. The soundtrack for Save Us. I got some musical things going on with the If You Scream, the episodes. I got some things going on with that, and I'm gonna have to hit you by that online, Nick, when we come off. Got some things going with that. The BET Black College Tour coming up. Working on overseas. Got some overseas things going on. You know what I'm saying? Trying to hit the UK again. Hit the UK, man, and I want to try to get Australia on there this time. You know what I'm saying? Just go over there. So much love. And I got to get a verse back. I got to shoot this verse to you, as a matter of fact, for the cats in Africa.
Oh, yeah. Man, they don't know it's worldwide, man. When we say worldwide, we really mean that. Google. Check it out.
It's not a game.
YouTube.
Yeah, it's not a game. I get show money. It's not a game. I mean, it's a lot of things going on, man. And I also, I got the casting coming up in late August for my newest movie, In Grounds We Trust, you know what I'm saying, which is a very, very epic movie.
Script's already done and everything. I just got to do some casting and probably might as well say that Nick's going to be in it. Yeah, she don't know yet. That's why, this is what I was saying earlier. Yeah, got that casting going on. Just working, man. Working, staying humble. You know what I'm saying? Loving life. Trying to get my hands in everything I can. You know what I'm saying? Like they said, scared money don't make no money, man. I'm trying to get to it, man. I'm trying to do it the right way, though. And I'm not trying to cut nobody's throat and do it. I'm trying to do it the right way.
The right way. That's what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying? And of course, we always keep our family first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Family we trust. You know what I mean? We got to do some things, man. We got to do some networking, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I know Nick down there doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make sure we bring her up this way. You know what I mean? Get some collabos jumping off these mixtapes. You know what I mean? These video shoots. You know what I mean? I want to, Turtle Boy, go ahead and, you know what I mean, put that video shoot date out. You know what I'm saying? In case anybody in that area that day down your way. You know what I'm saying? So, that, you know.
Yeah. We shooting, me and Critical Cachet, we actually shoot a video on the 10th of August, man, for Bad Hood Chick, which is my single off of Sergeant Slaughter. We shooting that video right there. A couple shows coming up, man. My homeboy Bad News, man, on the 7th and 8th in Columbus, Georgia. Club Sky and Club Twisted. A lot of things going on, man. Just working. Like I said, I'm just trying to get my hands in everything. You know, right now the movie thing is big for me, man, because you know, Ingram's I trust is going to DVD, and it's going to revolve around the music, but it's going to come from a place that don't nobody expect it's coming from.
No doubt, you know what I mean. That, what's some of the locations y'all shot? You know what I mean for this film.
I'm working on right now, man. I'm having a debate. I want to shoot at a few strip clubs in Columbus, man, but I'm thinking that instead of shooting in Columbus, I think I might go do Blue Flame and Strokers in Atlanta. I think that might come out a little better. I'm thinking about doing a whole shoot in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It may come out a little better, but I'm not necessarily sure yet. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a great following in Atlanta. You know, so I'm really, really not sure. I want to shoot in Columbus because that's where I originated from, you know what I'm saying, with the music. But I may go to Atlanta. I think Atlanta may generate a little bit more. Plus, you know, we got the family in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? First family in Atlanta.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's crazy. And shout out to First Family in Atlanta, man. First Family Ohio, man. Shout out to them boys in Baltimore, boy. They getting it, man.
Yes, sir. Putting the ones up.
The ones,
you know,
up, boy, man.
All
Yeah, so like I said, it is worldwide, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the London boy, you know what I'm saying, over there in London, man, Grand Hustle.
We got to get over there, man.
Yeah, my boy Doe B, man, signed the Grand Hustle, man. They out there doing that America Most Wanted tour right now, killing everything. You know I got to mess with them when they come to Cali. So I'm trying to get to it, but I need, like, man, you know what I'm saying, starting in January, I need to shoot. I need at least 100 shows starting in January. Man. I need 100 shows.
Yeah. Let's get them. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? We got to kill them. You know what I mean? Now, I'm going to get off topic for a minute, man, because, you know what I mean? I always got the whack rappers in the industry that, you know what I mean? I got to, you know, some people call it diss, but, you know what I mean? I stay, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we all, you know, people like hearing bars. You know what I'm saying? What's some of the rappers right now y'all don't care to listen to in the industry right now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they bars don't impress you at all. Like, you know what I mean? Give me four. And I'm going to start with Nick's first. You know what I mean? Turtle Boy, you second. You know what I mean? But Nick's, the four rappers in the industry that you don't care to listen to, their bars don't even amaze you. Like, you like, oh, this guy again. You know what I mean? Like, let's go there real quick. You know what I mean? And this is for all the listeners worldwide that's listening. You know what I mean? Leave comments on this because I'm going to die. You know, my haters are getting on some comments, but I'm going to love this people. So let's go, y'all. You know what
hey,
I mean?
Man, I can't even, like, for real.
It's a hard question.
I don't listen to radio a lot, man. I'm always in my iPod. I listen to what I want to listen to. So I can't even tell you because I hear so much crap on the radio. I just turn it off and I don't even be knowing who it is, man. For real. All right.
Okay, now, well, give me the song at least then. You know what I mean? Because I know it drilled in your head a couple times where you're like, I got to turn the radio off. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I heard that the other day. I just kept hearing that. I kept seeing on Twitter, everybody like, yo, check out my Versace remix. So I finally, you know, one day I was driving, and I finally heard, I heard Drake on it. And I was like, okay, cool. But then after that, I was like, hold up.
But you know what? Like Drake, they throw Drake on anything. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he rap on anything. You know what I mean? So that's one track right there. What's number two for you? It don't even matter the year. You know what I mean? It could be. You know what I mean? Whatever. You know what I mean? 2001. But somebody didn't care.
It was one song I kept hearing. I don't know this dude's name either. I don't know his Somebody on the floor,
man,
some shit, man.
I'm trying to see if I follow you there. I'm trying to see.
Start out up on the floor, end up on the bed, some shit like that, man.
I can't
say that. Yeah, whatever that was. I mean, it's, oh man, I could. That just make me want to pull my hair.
Did it have DJ Khaled on it?
Nah. Khaled is growing on me, man. I mean, not, you know, but
yeah.
I did his last album was straight to me. I liked that one. That was one I actually like. I didn't really like, you know, it was a few joints on his previous project, but this last joint he did, this last album he did, I liked it.
He only you said we the best.
That's all you need to say, CJ Khaled. But he's like he's on the road real hard right now. I think he's like doing two shows a day since he just spent $500,000 on an engagement ring for Nicki Minaj and shit.
I'm mad he just proposed to my future wife though.
Q feel the same way right now. She look like whoa. She looked over here like whoa. That's my big
yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah, like, man, he'll gonna have beef about that though.
Don't worry about it. That's what it is. I'm gonna go buy a Bugatti.
You know what I mean? Oh, man.
Yeah, man. But what that mean about Khaled, man? When Khaled dropped his first CD, first three CDs, man. If you go back and you listen to it, and the lead off singles off those CDs, like I think the first three, every single sounded the same.
Mm.
It was like the same shit over and over again. If you go back and you listen to the beats had the same bass line. I think he really changed over, like Nick said on this album. He really changed over a little bit and got a little bit in depth, you know what I'm saying? But man, I just like I'll tell you one person that I will not listen to. Like, y'all gonna think I'm crazy when I tell y'all this, man. I won't listen to Lil Bow Wow.
Lil Bow Wow.
You know what?
I won't listen to Bow Wow.
And I was waiting for somebody to shoot. That's one. Yeah, I mean, he's one on the list. Go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I remember him as Lil Bow Wow or what, but I just can't get into him as an adult, man, for some reason. I don't know, man. I can't get into him.
Because you're going to always think
rapper.
About Lil Jordan.
Yeah, because I'm always thinking about him, and then he get up grown and all hard and core and all that. I'm like, man, you Lil Bow Wow. Hey, come on, man.
Like, yeah, I mean, Mr. 106 is Mr. 106 back then. But you can't transition. You 13 years old, and you're an artist. You cannot transition from being that 13-year-old that everybody know and love up until I see you one day and both your arms tattooed all the way down and you walking and talking and huffing and puffing and shit. Like, nigga, are you serious? Dude, you've been on the road since you was like 13.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I think he cursed because he came in as a youngster, man. So
yeah.
I think I can't necessarily say he cursed. I think when he came in as an adult, I think he came in the wrong way.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's probably it. Because I mean, he actually one album he was actually getting kind of decent to me on some stuff, but I was like, man, it's just hard for me to take him serious as you know, big.
Because if you know, you know, even with him being signed to YMCMB, he still can't break a record.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think everybody's still looking at him. You Lil Bow Wow, you know.
Well, I heard he couldn't break the record because Baby asked him to give him a kiss. And Lil Bow Wow kind of refused and shit, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? And they didn't fuck with him and shit. They was like, you know what, kick rocks, you know what I mean?
Did they?
True story. They said, Tiger, you next, you know what I mean?
You think Fred Durst gave him a kick?
He probably did.
Probably so.
I think he probably did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what those guys are into, but they call Limp Bizkit. So, you know.
Yeah, see, the problem with Birdman, man, you know, Birdman got a lot of money. And the thing about it, he just feel like he can kiss what he wants to.
Yeah.
Damn.
And he don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? What anybody say. They made it go away real quick. You know what I mean? But, no, I ain't talking. I'm not going to speak no more on them guys.
At least once a month, it's still on Media Takeout.
Yeah, it is still up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go on YouTube and look the kiss up. It's probably got like about 160 million plays on it.
All day. Another rapper I'm going to go ahead and throw under the bus real quick.
I'm
not going to say Future. Now, Q says Future. You know what I mean? But... You know, I'm not gonna say Future.
If the nigga can sing, he can take that auto tune thing off for real.
Say it again.
I said if the nigga can sing, the nigga can sing, but he need to take the auto tune thing off for real.
I think he sounds good with the auto tune thing, but you know, what I mean, that's just my personal opinion. You know, what I mean, like whatever you got working for you, keep working it. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, it matters when Suge Knight, as someone says, you know, take the auto tune thing off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and Suge's in jail, by the way. You know
he
what
can't
mean?
Hear Future right now.
He can't hear Future right now.
Yeah, Suge just can't keep his hands to himself and shit, man. I know. I think Vanilla Ice still scared. I think Vanilla Ice had bodyguards for a long time because they don't want to be hung out no wonder no more.
Hell no. He's like he reenacted Five Heartbeats on Me and I'm White. You know what I mean?
That was detrimental to his career.
Yeah, it was detrimental. He gave up all the publishing rights. He was like, I was hanging from a fucking roof. And then he started doing reality shows after that.
Yeah, I'm glad he still able to pay his rent.
Yeah, he's going to continue to eat. You know what I'm saying? He was in Ninja Turtles, the movie.
Ninja Rap. I remember that song.
Yeah, that shit sold millions and shit. He was doing the Vanilla Ice dance and shit, you know what I mean?
Honestly, with the Future thing, man, I think Future's actually he's going to eventually die down. I don't think next year will be a very good year for him, man, because, you know, honestly, you know, Future don't have bars. He got the auto-tune. He's a good hook writer, but he don't have bars. Now, on the other hand, you got the boy Rich Homie Quan, who got bars.
Yeah.
And he's pulling that auto-tune out a little bit, too. Then you got the boy Doe B, who got bars, who's pulling that auto-tune out a little bit, too. But see, a lot of people don't realize the king of auto-tune is getting ready to drop his new shit.
Yeah, he nasty. Like, he got
T-Pain,
bars.
T-Pain is, when I tell you, T-Pain
is
dropping.
T-Pain's last album was dope, man. I liked that one, too.
Yeah, when you hear this track, the new track that he just dropped, he's not playing. Like, when I say he's not playing, he's spitting. That boy is spitting.
Yeah, T-Pain goes in.
T-Pain, was a rapper first, wasn't he?
That's what the word is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was with that group. I forgot the name of the group.
Yeah, Pain got bars, though.
Yeah, Pain got bars.
But, like, Now, I'll tell you somebody that you cannot pay. Let's go to it. Yeah, I'm glad. It just popped in my head. The first person and somebody that I cannot listen to if I hear their shit come on the radio or if I see it on the TV, I hurry up and change that shit.
Yeah,
is Chief Keef.
Oh.
Is who?
Chief Keef.
Who is that? Oh, Chief Keef.
I can't get into it.
This album just crunk as fuck to me, man.
I don't know what you're saying, man.
I'm sure Young Chop did his thing on that.
I understand that's what he was talking about, I was crunk while I was listening to it.
I'm not a Chief Keef fan by any stretch of the imagination, man. And like I said, man, shout out to London Boy, man, because they just did a remix to my boy song, man, Ball Out. Boy, shout out to God up in Atlanta, Grand Hustle, man. And the London boy called him out on it, man, on the album. And it was funny, man. She's horrible to me, man, you know, for Interscope to give him all that money. I'm mad about that.
But it is.
I can't listen to Chief Keef. Chief Keef, yeah, he's like, he give me diarrhea.
That's terrible, right?
He's just not it, man. He ain't, man. You know, everybody had their little thing, man. You know, shout out to the boy Trinidad James. You know what I'm saying? I can't even be mad at Trinidad, man. You know, he doing his thing right. I can fumble Trinidad. You know what I'm saying? He's all right. He maybe the T6, but he's good.
I like his mixtape too.
Yeah. He needs to get his mouth fixed though, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You're a millionaire now, so you got to go and do something about that.
You got to fix that right on.
That 1-2 for the goal on it, and all that space is not working, man. You know what I'm saying? Just let me say that he'll never be a model.
Right. Hey, you know what's crazy? I was looking at Hip Hop Magazine the other day, man. And I was like, I'm not going to, get them no props. You know, that's why I say Hip Hop Magazine, you know what I mean? I was looking in the magazine. I seen Trinidad James in there, like on the first couple pages, and he had some, some fresh ass gear on and shit, and all that gold, ridiculous shit. But, I was like, this shit crazy. They really like marketing this motherfucker off of Martin. He was compared to, who was my man named with Martin, the character?
Jerome.
I can't think.
Jerome.
Jerome. It was,
Jerome.
Or King Beef. King Beef or something like that, too?
It was Jerome off Martin.
And then he gets to come in the industry and do the same shit. Like, you know what I mean?
When you read this article in this magazine, right, how many different pictures and different outfits did he have on?
He had him a mad different, all kinds of shit. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what
like,
I'm saying. And if you probably would go back and look at that magazine, and you would think for a minute, you should be like, well, if he had that shirt with those pants and those pants with that shirt, then he'll look. It wasn't shit matching though. He was nothing, absolutely nothing at all that was matching.
Yeah, it was not matching at all. You know what I'm saying? And the identical thing was, he looked just like every Jerome character Martin played. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever sweatsuit, and it was always like a velour sweatsuit type shit they had Trinidad James and or some shit, some crazy looking shit. But you know what I mean?
A lot of people don't know, man. You know before Trinidad even came in the industry, he started rapping, man. Trinidad owned a clothing store downtown Atlanta. He owned a high-end clothing store where he sold Versace, Gucci, and Prada and all that stuff. And that's what he did before he came into the music thing.
Now, ain't that some shit?
Right.
That fucked me all the way on up. You feel me now?
Right.
He's a hustler, so I respect the hustler. You know what I mean?
I respect that cat, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, Nicky's going to get mad at me when I say this, too. But I'm going to tell you one rap I won't listen to either. You're going to get mad at me, Nicky. I'm sorry, but... I'm not at all a fan of Ludacris. Not because Ludacris don't have bars, because he has bars. I just don't like him. He has bars. I just don't like him, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like the ability. Like, if you're going to build a label, and you have a label, man, you need to put your artists out. You shouldn't hold your artists on the contract and have them doing nothing for years. You know what I'm saying? And then for you to go and brag about you still making money off of 2 Chainz, even though 2 Chainz not with you no more, you know what I'm saying? That's not cool. I don't like that at all. You know what I'm saying? He's like one of those niggas I just step on. Like, seriously, he's been short though. But I won't take nothing away from his music, but him as a person, I'm not feeling it. You don't have to go boast and brag about your little funk ass music investments or what you were getting. Nobody cares, dog.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Yeah. Now see what you do this time now. When 2 Chainz dropped his second album, you drop on the same day he do, and let's see who outsells who.
Yeah. I don't think he would do that one right there. He probably would finagle his way out of that. Like I'm the whole DTP, you know what I'm saying? Like he did that with plenty of his artists, you know what I'm saying? Like what was the girl name that was over there? What's the name?
Shauna.
She was nasty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you just couldn't stay out from videos and shit. You know what I mean? And off them songs.
What you say, nigga?
I said he couldn't stay off of them songs or, those videos with her. You know what I'm saying? He was always on her shit.
Now, you remember the Battle of the Sexy City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Battle of the Sexy City.
That was supposed to be a joint project between them two, right?
That was a joint project between them two. They finished the project. They finished it. It was finished. And she walked away.
Damn.
If you got a finished project and your finished project is going mainstream and you walk away, it's something that's got to be wrong somewhere.
Yeah,
that's unbelievably crazy. Yeah, but I heard she's a stripper now, but that's a whole different story. Huh?
It's a couple of them, man. We can get into naming a few of those rappers turned strippers or strippers turned rappers. You know what I mean? My personal favorite, I don't know if she's stripped or what, but she fine as hell. 3D Nati down in, I think she in, like New Orleans or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all look her up, it's 3D NateE. You know what I mean? And she got bars and if that has anything else.
I'm really anxious to see, man. Like when it comes down to it, man, I'm really anxious to see when Remy get out of jail. That's gonna be some interesting stuff there, because I'm sure as long as Remy been locked up, man, I can just imagine the way her paper looks. I think she probably has boxes of songs. It's gonna be epic when she get out.
Man, yeah, I'm waiting.
I don't think she's gonna have a good push, man. Unless you know what I'm saying, pushing to somebody. You know what I mean?
Who?
You know, well,
as long as she keep him off of her album, she'll be all right.
Yeah, right.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he reminds me of this Martin Luther King, Malcolm X type street nigga. Yeah. I don't know what that dude's doing. It's hard. Yeah, man. But it's some people that's coming out there, man. You know, I respect the hustle, man. I respect the grind. Now, the last person I'll tell you, I wouldn't listen to a song, and I couldn't even tell you the name of the song because I just don't like this cat. And it's probably a good chance if I see him, I'll fight him. You know what I'm saying? And that's Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, man, yeah.
I haven't even listened to him yet, for real. I heard one song, and I was like, it just wasn't something I could listen to.
I heard
the
freestyle.
Anybody that goes on a track and they start criticizing God and they worship the devil and all that shit right there, this industry is not for you. You feel me?
Yeah, it's
not for you. You know what I'm saying? And my girl, she made that very clear to him when she did the diss track on him. Rod Digger ate him on a diss track. And then this other nigga that did the song together, but Rod Digger came back and scratched their ass out. But it is what it is. I'm a God-fearing man, and I believe in God, and I'm not going to even tolerate or listen and put that bullshit in my ears, you know what I'm saying? You questioning God and your loyalty to God, and you devil worship yourself, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do it, and if you talk about it too much long, I might whoop your ass. That's just how the game is.
I've never heard of his music personally, man. I just saw him on MTV with that other white boy that be doing all little pranks and shit, you know what I mean? But...
Right, but what got me about it, man, is like, you know, when he first initially dropped, you know what I'm saying? I can't think of the little group they got, you know, because him and Frank Ocean together or whatever.
That's who Frank Ocean was talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Man, I can't think of it right off my head for nothing, man. It's a few of them.
It's Odd Future. That's the name of the group.
Odd Future. Yeah, but our Future came out, you know what I'm saying? But Frank Ocean has since, you know, branched himself off from our Future, you know what I'm saying? And I got a lot of respect for that cat, and I listen to his music too, I can't lie, I think, you know what I'm saying? He's pretty good. But Tyler, he's always ass up on the bus or something.
All right, who better out of Chief Keef and Waka Flocka?
Waka?
I take Waka.
Waka?
I can tolerate
Waka. Uh-huh. All right, let's do it like this now. We'll go Waka, Gucci Man, and Chief Keef.
Waka.
I still take Waka.
Me too. I don't listen to Gucci Man.
Gucci?
I don't listen to him.
Oh. You don't listen to Gucci?
No, I don't listen to Gucci, bro.
Oh,
don't, man. If Gucci was to probably like take some NyQuil or some sinus pills and then go in the booth, he might be all right. he might be all right, but he just sounds like his nose stops up all the time. You know what I'm saying? I got an albuterol machine and some inhalers if you need them. I'll send him one.
Oh, man. You say he got a sleep apnea, man.
Yeah, he got sleep apnea. Yeah, okay. Yeah, man.
Yeah, but you know, it's my thing about Gucci, man. And I tell you, I don't really, you know, his music is his music, and I got respect for his music. You know what I'm saying? And but see, the thing about Gucci to me, man, you know, being honest with you, Gucci a dumbass. He is, man. Cause like, man, the thing about it is, bro, you was at the peak of your career. You had a song with Mariah Carey. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't get on a song with Mariah Carey. You know what I'm saying? She's a platinum selling artist. You know what I'm saying? Almost 30 million albums sold. You had a song with Mariah. You had big name people that was on you when you was ready to drop this album. Then all of a sudden, I think what happened is you start missing his boyfriend and he took his ass back to jail. It's got to be something. I don't know, man. But like, you know, you just, if you're at the top of your career, jail is the last place that you need to be at right now. And you go to jail like, you know, a month before your album come out. That's horrible, dog. You know how many sales you lost? How much promotion time? Right. Like, seriously. And it seems like he just does that well. He stays in jail.
Hey, listen, man. That's why I keep throwing Chief Keef in the mix, man. Because it's like he's about to move right into that slot. Like, if Gucci fall off, Chief Keef gonna rise up. Then you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, Chief Keef just signed.
He like the new and charged up Waka. You know what I mean? Like, you know, let the streets tell it, man. Like on the East Coast. You know what I mean? Chief Keef. Chief Keef on the East Coast is like the new charged up Waka Flocka. Like, you know what I'm saying? These little young boys is going crazy when they hear Chief Keef. You know what I mean? Like, and all of them got dreads and they shaking their head the same way he doing the video. You know what I'm saying?
They just some fans.
You know what I'm saying? They might even shoot you and tell you can't come to the state no more. That's very popular these days.
Yeah,
you know
like me personally, man, you know, I'm not crazy. I wouldn't walk around the streets of Chicago saying, man, I don't fuck with Chief Keef. It is what it is. I already know because he kept crazy up there, whatever,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
but I like Waka, man. Waka has emerged as an artist, you know what I'm saying? When he first came out, I thought he was like a one-hit wonder, but he really truly proved me wrong.
Yeah, and he found his lane. I can say he found his lane, though. You know
what puts him aside, you know what I'm saying? And this is what damn near puts him on the level of people like T.I. and other artists out there, man. A lot of people don't know, Waka is a very good investor.
Yeah.
He's a very good investor, and he makes a lot of money off investments. He made so much money off investments, you know, he bought his mama a radio station.
Damn.
He bought his mama a radio station, and the first week the radio station premiered, she broke the record for any radio station ever to come.
Damn.
Yeah. Look it up on the internet. You know what I'm saying? You know, his mama was like, I wish I could have been her assistant, because she was one of the baddest managers in the game. You know what I'm saying? If anybody that can break Gucci Man, it's hell. I got respect for him. I got respect for him. Crazy, you know what I'm saying? But you know, she broke a lot of big name artists. You know, she broke Gucci, Nicki Minaj, Waka Flocka,
French Montana,
yep. All of them was managed by Audrey at one point, man. She's like the phenomenal manager. And the thing that I like about her so much, man, is I don't think no is in her vocabulary. I don't think she know what no means. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like she's that person that if she asks somebody to do something, that she's not going to accept their no, they can't do it. They're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And, and it's just stern. It's her approach, and people respect her for it.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? I respect her too, man. I don't think, you know what I mean, she's a slouch at all, man, because her resume speaks for itself. You know
Yeah. She made a lot of strides for a lot of artists, man. You know what I'm saying? I can just see her now taking a single to a radio station.
Shit, you know what I mean? Besides her, like, name somebody that was doing, you know what I mean, handling them type, that many artists at once, and they all signed on their own, like, that's real shit.
You had to go to, Hip Hop is 1978, go to Violet.
Yeah, but she was holding them all at once, like, you feel what I'm saying?
She was going as an individual, like, you know,
yeah,
man,
like,
those
feel me?
Management companies. She was going as an individual.
Yeah.
I can't really think of nobody that's right now, man, that's out there. I'm trying to go back and think. I can't even think of an individual who had that many artists at one time and broke as many as she did.
I would say Steve Stout or Mark Pitts, but I wouldn't say that right now because she had more people than he did. You know what I'm saying? Like, She got Nicki, you know what I mean, Waka, Gucci, you know what I'm saying, and French Montana all at once.
Yeah.
You know
all
what I'm
gold selling artists, man.
Yeah.
You know, she got the platinum selling Nicki, and everybody else is going gold, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. You know, a few of them have, you know what I'm saying, they got platinum singles and everything going on. So, like, I would like to have been her assistant, man, you know what I'm saying? Just I'd like to I'll be the fly on the wall when she's doing business just to see how she do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man, but it's a good thing to have like that, man. Now, I'll tell you another cat, man, that YMCMB just signed, man, which is he's actually the heir apparent to Lil Wayne, in my opinion, man. Boy out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, named Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates?
Yeah, Kevin Gates. You don't want down there, Kevin Gates. He's like, my favorite artist, my favorite rapper has been T.I. and Kevin Gates are past T.I. So T.I. is number two and Gates is number one. That's how hard Gates is. Yeah. Yeah, Gates, his creativity will blow your mind, man.
Let me ask you this. Was you ever a fan of Stat Quo?
No.
And why is that, man? What was wrong with his career to you?
Huh?
I said, what was wrong with his career to you? Like, in your opinion, what?
His common sense. Not his ability to make music, but his common sense. That quote didn't have enough common sense to study the business and see how he needed to go, how he needed to approach the situation. Once again, you talk about a person who didn't really do research about the business, they just could rap or compose a song.
Yeah. Damn. I mean,
yeah,
but that's the issue with a lot of mainstream artists. It's not to take anything from them, but it's some dumbass artists out there. You know what I'm saying? Like they just want to get on and they might be hot. You know what I mean? They might have the work. You know what I'm saying? But they don't got that business sense, man. And that's just you know what I mean? That's on you. It boils down to you know what I mean? How you handle the situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because some of them can be, you know what I'm saying, some of them can be doing shows, getting sales and everything, and get no money in their pocket, and the label owner and their manager balling like a motherfucker off of you, and they don't even realize it. Yeah,
they invite you to all the parties and all the yachts, mansions,
yeah.
Everything.
You balling in Miami.
Right?
You balling in Miami, you know what I'm saying, on a yacht, and you ain't got a dollar in your pocket.
Yeah. Then send your ass back to court on Monday. You know what I mean? Like, deal with that kid. Then come holler at us when you're ready to do the album. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. I think it's that go back and redo it, man. Because, you know, he's a lyricist. I like him. You know what I'm saying? But his business is just horrible.
Yeah.
It just sugar was horrible. It was, man. And it's a lot of them, man. Like, you know. I think your boy shouldn't drop another album, in my own opinion, man. I think 50 Cent should just retire.
Oh, man, not Fifth, man. I think Fifth at the point right now where he can he trying to do, you know, experimental music now. You know what I mean? He like let me just calm down a little bit and try to go all the way. Like, you know, he can't do what Hov doing, of course, you know what I'm saying? He ain't going to, you know, try to drop too many pop records, but he like, I want to go on the pop lane because Fifth competitive, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he really, you know what I'm saying, he lost this. It's just he's in a competitive state, like, trying to keep up with the Joneses, like, you know,
that's what I
think, though.
Like, you know, I think, you know, like I said, he's a good investor, but as far as the music, man, I can't even remember a single the guy broke since Get Rich or Die Trying. Like Get Rich or Die Trying was a classic.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying. Well, he got.
I like the Massacre better, man.
The Massacre. Get Rich or Die Trying is a classic. Like I can't get past that. But I think I like the last one, Before I Self-Destruct.
Yeah, Before I Self-Destruct was tough too, man.
Yeah, with Flight 187 on it, because he started speaking about like. Yeah, Flight 187, he was talking about, you know what I'm saying? He was just like, when you listen to it, you know what I'm saying? He's like, something. Now Dre won't mix my records, you know what I'm saying? So I had to talk to Jimmy, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
like,
he on the other line with Diddy, but I don't want to right now my attitude is shitty.
Yeah, you know, like he was venting on these, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, He was like, now you niggas.
Yeah, he said, well, he was at YJ. He said, YJ rocking that Urkel look.
And and he was like, he was like, you niggas' minds would be blown if you knew what Eminem paid him and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, fifth one in on that. The last single he just did with Eminem and whoever was that white boy singer. You know what I mean? On that track. You know what I mean?
I can't wait to hear Eminem's new album.
You know what? Yeah. I'm not a fan of Eminem no more. At one point, when he was first came out, and I was like, okay, all right, you got me. But now it's just like, it's like a freak show and shit. Cause like he rapped his ass off. Like he's like, a bitch tired of saying Eminem. Like, you know what I mean? Fuck the rap too. Mm-hmm. Fuck what? Like, that's how I feel right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but.
I like that joint project him and Royce dropped.
I
was cold.
If he do things like that, yeah, see, that's when I can fuck with him. I can't fuck with him when he just super Eminem. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he can take over the cypher with, you know, all his crazy shit.
I can't wait to hear. You know, he's went to rehab. And started to cope with the drug problem that he had. Man, and I think a lot of the things that he was doing, or the things that he was going through with his ex and stuff like that, gave him the motivation to do some of that music. You know what I'm saying? Some of that dark music. You know what I'm saying? But you know, by him, you know, him being in recovery and everything. You know, I'm interested to see how he's gonna come about doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be some real life stuff, but I think it's gonna change up a bit.
Yeah, that motherfucker can rap his ass off, man. He just rapped too much.
Yeah, though.
I'm still waiting on a dream collab between him and 3K, man.
Yeah.
You think it'll happen?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I can only dream though.
Yeah,
and I like the slaughterhouse movement, man. Joy,
if they keep that,
period,
if they keep that going, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because they really can go anywhere they want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Joe Ortiz is epic. He's something serious, bro. Listen to Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's rocking the oldies, you know what I'm saying, tonight, you know what I mean? First Fan Radio, man. We got Nick on the line, man, you know what I mean? Turner Boy, Chill Gibby. I'm a little tipsy. Cute. My drink, man. I don't know if she slipped something in my drink or not, you know what I'm saying, man? I stepped away for a minute, and I'm a little dizzy.
Yeah,
but
you should watch. I would pour it out and make another one.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
You should have let the stalker make it for you.
Check it out, man. We're gonna take a small little break real quick, man. We're gonna go to the 50 bands real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Your boy, my boy, Turner Boy, man. First Fan Radio, man. Let's turn up for a minute with Turner Boy. Let's go.
Bring that big bag, Lego, huh? Line on the minute. Ready. Feeling real strong. Got the kids, so I'm letting my troubles on. Yeah. so I put it in a song. We was all about love, I fucked up, then I get you back, then we just go make sweet love. Love me more so it hurt more, she cry a lot, what's the hurt for? I fucked up and I admit that, what you treat me like dirt for? Cause back then you was so happy, stomach hurting from straight laughing. Club fun, we was drunk dancing, I fell in love with this young woman. Break up cause she is coming, it's real love, no cheap thrills. Rolling out all the pain I feel, damn a nigga need pain pills. From the get go, I should have kept it real. Lies of deception, cover her for protection. I'm the one who broke that wall down, now it's blank stares and regret. Everything we did, it said a lot about what I did. Cause them two kids, them wind bills, it's real shit and it's how it is. Now talk. If it's something that I said, baby, I talk. Said keep it 1,000, let it out and just talk.
Yeah.
I'm back on, it's my real. My baby, that's my deal. I do that while I live. Talk.
And girl, I know I lied, and I know I made you cry, and I know I'm responsible, but girl, I'm still in love with you, and I know you sacrificed, and you know I'm down to ride, since it's all confined, I'm ready for your love, you can trust me with your life, girl, I'm still in love with you.
Nightmares of separation, she was more than loyal, but this money had my dedication. I was always in some shit, take me back, no hesitation. Think this music and these groupies got her heart.